The young seals were found malnourished and close to death. NOAA researchers found the two young females, Pua and Mele, on Curie Atoll and Laysan Island. Rachel Sprigg is NOAA's monk seal recovery coordinator. She says the young seals were severely underweight, weighing only about 40 pounds.
Which is just a little bit more than a newborn pup weighs. So they really should have weighed well above 100 pounds. And so we were not even sure they were going to make it down to the hospital.
Fortunately, Pua and Mele did survive the trip south. They spent 5 months at the Kona Hospital and are now well over 200 pounds each. But their success story is not a common one. Sprigg says NOAA often finds starving young monk seals in the wild.
We have pretty much watched young seals get thinner and thinner, and then we never see them again.
Part of the problem is young pups are often not strong enough to forage properly on their own, and they're often followed by bigger predators like sharks and fish who make off with their food before the young seals can eat it. Sprigg says the Hawaiian Monk Seal Hospital in Kona, which opened last summer, has already helped save 6 monk seals, including Pua and Mele. The fact that the two were also female is critical in growing the dwindling population.
We see that 30% of the population that's alive today is alive because their mother or their grandmother were the recipient of a life-saving direct action. If they can survive to reproductive age and have pups, they contribute to their entire species recovery.
Fewer than 1,100 Hawaiian monk seals are alive today, with the majority living in the northwestern Hawaiian islands. Molly Solomon for HPR News.